And I think we have something for the littles and the middles. Okay. Littles and middles, come on up. We're going to have some words for you. Come up and sit right here. I think Miss Polly and Mr. William White, let's make sure they got this. This is Speedy Movers. We love these guys. There we go.
All right.
Are you guys all set? Miss Polly, can I give this to you?
All right. So glad that y'all are here today. Good morning. What am I holding in my hands here? That's right. Matter of fact, today I have 3 apples. I'll put them right here. 3 apples. And I have something else here. Can you tell me what this is? This is an orange. And I'm going to put this orange right over here. Now, in today's scripture story about the Good Samaritan, I'm going to tell you that story with these 3 apples and this orange. So, the story begins with an apple that was taking a journey from Jerusalem, which was up high, down to Jericho. And on the way, while the apple was going down to Jericho, robbers seized the apple, stripped the apple, beat the apple up, and the apple's lying by the side of the road. Wow. The apple's hurting by the side of the road. Now, it just so happened, Jesus said, that another apple was coming down the same way. And this was a priest. And the priest was very holy. Holy, holy, holy. And the priest saw the apple lying by the side of the road and said, it's a trap. It's a trap. It's a trap. I'm just going to ignore it and go on the other side. And the apple beside the road is going, help, help. Please help me. Help, help. Please help me. And lo and behold, another apple started coming down. This was a Levite. A Levite was was a person who kind of led the worship band. Oh, 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 oh. Ah! Ah! Those apples are always getting hurt. Can't they take care of themselves? I can't take care of everybody in this world that gets hurt. Just lead it. Figure it out. Okay, now the apple is still by the side of the road, right? And the apple's thinking, I'm just going to lay here and never get any help at all. 2 apples just walk right past me. And then, what's this? It's an orange. Now I need to tell you something. Back in Jesus' days, apples and oranges did not get along. The apples did not like the oranges. The oranges didn't really like the apples. And so Jesus is telling this story, and he's saying, guess who came by next? The orange. I'm on my way to Jericho, on my way. Hoop. Somebody needs some mercy. Some mercy. And the Good Samaritan bandaged up the wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he puts the apple on his own animal and takes him to an inn and takes care of him. Then the next day, he takes out 2 denarii, gives it to the innkeeper, and says, here, take care of him. And when I come back, I'll repay you whatever more you spend. And so he says, yes, I'll be glad to take care of him. Now, Jesus told this story because he wanted to talk about who are our neighbors. Who are our neighbors? A lawyer wanted to know, who is my neighbor? And so that's why Jesus told this story. And so what Jesus said was, well, let me ask a question. Who was the neighbor to the apple by the side of the road? The orange. And do you realize what happened? The orange helped the apple. Because the orange recognized that anybody in need, regardless of whether they're an apple or a pear or a prune, regardless of what anybody is, if they're in need, they're in my neighbor, and I will take care of them. And so Jesus told this so that we could become good Samaritans. And so we know that our neighbors are anyone and everyone who is in need. And we want to come by and help them. And that's why Jesus told this story, because we are to love God and to love our neighbor. Now, here's what I would like for us to do. Polly has a little... Oh, wow. Look at this. Wow. Wow. Polly, would you like to share what these are?
So these are oranges. And in that story, who helped that apple that was hurt? Oranges. And so what Reverend Green and I talked about today is we want you to remember that we can be like that orange. And that orange in the story is called the Good Samaritan because it helps people, no matter if it's an apple or an orange or anything, that we're called to do that too. So what I want to do is everybody take an orange out of there. And these are ones without seeds. Yay. They're the ones that taste so good. And so what we want to remind you of today is that we can all give people mercy, right? Because people have helped us, and we can help other people because of Jesus.
Yes, and now we're going to have a prayer, and I'm going to invite you to repeat after me these words. Dear Lord, thank you for loving us. Help us to receive your love.
Help us to receive your love.
So that we can share your love.
With our neighbors.
Thank you and amen.
Thank you.
Now, how many of y'all aren't you glad I told this story today? You may return to your seats.